vote yet. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. The marathon debate on the Democrats' Inflation Reduction Act underway now in the Senate, with Republicans trying to block the legislation from passing. The Senate Democrats have been united in blocking Republican amendments during the Votorama so far. GOP Senator Marco Rubio of Florida on the Senate floor late Saturday said the bill's name is deceptive.
Calling it the Inflation Reduction Act, but they can't even say it with a straight face. They really can't, because they know it's not true. This bill has nothing to do with what real people in the real world are worried about every single day.
The bill calls for hundreds of billions of dollars to be used for climate initiatives and health care costs, including allowing Medicare to negotiate drug prices. Democrats say the bill will raise taxes on corporations only. Meanwhile, former President Trump easily winning the 2024 presidential straw poll at CPAC in Dallas Saturday. Fox's Ted Lindner has more.
In a sign that the former president remains highly influential over a large amount of conservative activists, Donald Trump won the presidential straw poll at CPAC in Texas Saturday with 69% of the vote, topping Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, who got 24%. The 2024 straw poll also included a second list without Trump. In that poll, Ron DeSantis won easily with 65% of the vote. Trump has repeatedly teased making another presidential run in 2024, but has not officially announced any plans yet.
President Biden still in COVID quarantine. Fox's John Scott has the report.
President Biden on the mend after a second bout of COVID. His doctors report Mr. Biden now has tested negative, but he'll remain sequestered until he receives a second negative reading.
The president initially tested positive for the virus on July 21st after giving a speech on climate change in Massachusetts. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
On Friday, Indiana becoming the first state to enact a near-complete ban on abortion, following the Supreme Court's reversal of Roe v. Wade. Fox's Sean Langill reports.
While the law does provide exceptions for rape, incest, the life of the mother, and when fatal fetal anomalies are present, Indiana's legislature late Friday night approved a measure that would ban most abortions from the moment of conception. The state's Republican Governor Eric Holcomb signing the bill into law, saying he will, quote, continue to keep an open ear. Abortion rights groups like the ACLU of Indiana are calling it a dangerous attack on liberty and freedom. Still, the limited exceptions have drawn the ire of pro-life groups like Indiana's Right to Life, who has said it did not, quote, wait 50 years for the reversal of Roe v. Wade for this.
SpaceX continues to build its network of internet satellites.
Elon Musk's SpaceX this Tuesday will launch yet another batch of satellites to continue building its Starlink network of internet service satellites. The service is already functioning in parts of the world, including North America, and offers competitively priced satellite-driven high-speed internet comparable to wired home connections. Starlink is already deployed in Ukraine, providing connectivity in the war zone. It was more recently used to provide internet in flood-ravaged Kentucky. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Baseball's career hits leader Pete Rose allowed to participate in a Philadelphia Phillies alumni ceremony Sunday.
Charlie Hustle will join his teammates from the 1980 World Series Championship squad. This will be Rose's first appearance with the Phillies in Philadelphia since his 1989 suspension for betting on baseball. The commissioner's office granted Rose permission to take part. 5 years ago, Rose was to be inducted into the Phillies Wall of Fame, but that ceremony was called off after allegations of sexual relations with an underage girl. Rose played five of his 24 seasons with the Phils.
That's Fox's Bob Mortali. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.